Blue-collar work and labor unions. The two have been synonymous for decades. But as some traditional blue-collar industries like coal are being lost, labor unions are regrouping and finding new allies, like environmentalists. Kim Glass is the new executive director of the Blue-Green Alliance. It's a partnership of 10 labor unions and 5 environmental groups that pushes for green job growth. I recently spoke with Glass about how the two movements are now working together. Have labor and the environmental movement been historically at odds?
You know, I think that the labor and environmental movements aren't movements that have naturally worked together over the years until much more recently. And the vision of the Blue-Green Alliance was started by Leo Gerard, the president of the United Steelworkers, and the Sierra Club to really bring a collaboration together and push a common agenda.
And what's the common agenda?
How do we address climate change that actually creates jobs here in this country and provides opportunities for our workforce? Whether you're addressing carbon mitigation, whether you're addressing fuel efficiency in the auto sector, I mean, there's a variety of ways that you can see an economy moving forward that addresses our environmental concerns, but also addresses our economic ones.
I think when people think of a steelworkers union, they think dirty jobs. What is a green job? Or I think your organization uses the word clean jobs.
There's probably a pretty big umbrella. I mean, a lot of people would automatically assume it's wind and solar. But a lot of workers work at companies that employ industrial energy efficiency technologies. SEIU has a program that helps certify and train green janitors. So there's janitors that are working in huge buildings, and what can janitors do on the ground there to ensure that buildings are meeting targets in terms of energy efficiency in the buildings? So these are both service and manufacturing jobs.
Is there any resistance in the labor movement towards going forward with green jobs rather than, you know, traditional industries where people have had these high-paying jobs in the past?
You know, I think in Pennsylvania, you've seen workers who have worked in the coal industry and has very well seen as the energy transformation has hit Pennsylvania and other states have lost their jobs. And BGA, the Blue Green Alliance, has strongly committed to working on a just transition for these workers. And when I'm talking about a just transition, it's not here's an unemployment check. This is really trying to get workers who are highly skilled, highly paid, who work in impacted industries into other industries.
What kinds of transitions, what would be like a step-by-step process?
Right. So we were very pleased when the administration announced the Power Plus program, which ensures a security for workers who may be losing their pensions if they are employed in the coal industry and how to shore that up, but also around the economic development for certain counties and communities who've been impacted by a coal-fired power plant closing down and what can be done there in terms of federal resources. The issue here is Congress has not allocated the full funding necessary to make sure that this program is fully realized.
How important is legislation and buy-in from the government when it comes to creating and sustaining green jobs?
There's got to be definitely buy-in both on the federal and state level. It's been very hard as Congress has not extended the wind production tax credit. That has led to uncertainty in the market, and as wind manufacturers are looking for opportunities to expand their production and try to employ more people, they're looking for leadership coming out of the U.S. Congress to ensure that these types of tax credits are extended and that there is reliability and certainty in the marketplace. That's not a partisan issue. I mean, that is just the reality of trying to ensure that the renewable energy sector also has opportunities to grow and expand, which has been successful in the past.
You mentioned a little bit about the work that you're doing in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania and Ohio are two states where the Blue-Green Alliance has active programs. What are some of the other kinds of projects you're working on in our sort of formerly Rust Belt region where many of these high-wage union jobs in steel and coal have been lost?
We've also worked on a Repair America campaign, the idea that we can repair our infrastructure across the United States to ensure that it's much more climate resistant. At the state level in Pennsylvania, you have natural gas distribution pipelines that are made of bare steel. That's more than 10,000 miles of leak-proof prone pipes throughout the state. You know, as we all know, in Allentown, 5 people were killed in 2011 because of a gas explosion, and that didn't need to happen simply by repairing our infrastructure, these leaky pipes. That could put a lot of people to work. It also addresses environmental and health concerns.
I feel like a lot of people feel like labor unions are old-fashioned or they're no longer relevant in our current economy. Can you speak to that?
Labor has seen a decline in recent years. I think we all know that. But labor is absolutely 100% key to ensuring that there is a middle class in this country. Labor unions brought you the weekend. They fought for things like worker protections. Labor is key to our economic prosperity. And I think, you know, unfortunately, certain people have painted labor to say that they're the old industry. Labor is doing many things cutting edge. We just went to a training facility for the plumbers and pipe fitters, a major union both in Pennsylvania and Ohio and other states. They are investing $250 million a year into their workforce to ensure that their employees who are going through the apprenticeship program are trained with the best skills, that when something is installed, you're going to realize the energy savings. We've got to do a better job telling our own story.
That was Kim Glass, executive director of the Blue-Green Alliance. We've got a lot more stories about jobs and the economy and the environment on our website. That's AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.